We're sticking with Will Tingle because he's also been looking into a couple of emission submissions for us for Question of the Week, which is sponsored by Clam XAV, the anti-malware software that protects your Mac without compromising performance. Tried and tested by us, Clam XAV provides top quality malware and virus protection for your Mac that won't slow down your computer. And even better, listeners to The Naked Scientists can get 20% off the first year using code NAKED20. Go to clamxav.com/naked and use the discount code NAKED20 to protect your Mac today.
We've got a double feature this time round, both concerning certain emissions' effect on climate change. We'll get to the unusual one in a moment, but the first question was sent in by listener Ranjith, who asked, I've been seeing some claims that volcanoes produce a huge amount of CO2 in relation to human-related CO2. Could you clarify the situation? So, we have tapped up the expertise of UCL's Mark Maslin.
So scientists have been measuring the amount of CO2 and other gases coming out of volcanoes for decades. And it looks like that both land and submarine volcanoes, because of course there are volcanoes under the ocean, they emit about 0.13 gigatons to about 0.4 gigatons per year. Now, that sounds a huge amount, but if we compare it with all human carbon dioxide emissions, that's about 41 billion tons or gigatons of carbon. So humans emit about 100 to 400 times the amount of CO2 coming from volcanoes.
It feels like we've put the debate then to bed between humans and volcanoes, but correct me if I'm wrong, do volcanoes also spit out a few things that stop as much of the sunlight hitting the earth as well?
We also know that volcanoes can have a negative effect on warming. So Pinatubo, that erupted in 1991, spewed a lot of aerosols, mainly sulfur dioxide, into the atmosphere. And that, for 1 year, reflected a little bit of sunlight and cooled the planet down just for a 12-month period. However, as scientists, we know that in the 1980s and the early 1990s, the amount of sulfur dioxide getting into the atmosphere because of industry, those aerosols were causing a little bit of cooling. So for us, the actual global warming was being masked by our pollution. Now, of course, we've cleaned up that air pollution because it's so bad for human health. And of course, what we see is the underlying trend of global warming getting faster since then.
And to finish this off, I must ask you the rather indelicate question coming in from listener Ben, who has asked about how much greenhouse gas does human flatulence emit?
Human farts are negligible in terms of the amount of methane the world produces. What we should be worried is about our cattle, which produce methane from both ends. And I'll give you a really big stat. We take the weight of land mammals on the planet, 30% are humans, but 67% of that weight is our livestock and our pets. That's a huge number. So only 3% of the mammals on the land surface are actually wild animals that David Attenborough goes and films for our enjoyment on a Sunday night on the sofa. So there are huge numbers of cattle producing huge amounts of methane. But add into that, when we're actually producing huge amount of wet rice from around the world, that produces lots of methane as well. So compared with this, our minuscule little farts just irrelevant compared with the farts and burps of cattle, the actual amount of methane produced by our artificial wetlands, which are producing rice to feed the world.
So don't think so much about volcanoes or your farts. Think about your diet. Thank you so much to Ranjith and Ben for their questions and Mark Maslin for the answers. Next week, we're answering this question sent in by listener David.
I suffer from post-viral chronic pain and fatigue and often joke that I need a body transplant. Is it possible to keep a head alive and fully functioning? I'd love to know the answer, but not really keen on being the first one to go a transplant.